The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Hey, here we go. Fox World Travel Show on the air with Rose Gray. And we're open. Let's get going at 855-616-1620, the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I say that because we always get crowded on the show. So it's best to get your calls in early. You can call. You can text. We're going to get to the calls first. I'll just tell you that because we like to talk to real people. But we do have some text questions we're going to get to. Good morning, Rose. Happy New Year.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
How was New Year's Eve?
Like most of our New Year's Eves now, we stay home. I like to stay close to home, but I, like you, I'm sure, have had many in the past, many of those.
That's behind me now.
We've had breakfast.
Yes.
In fact, for those of you waiting on Rose's book, which is tentatively titled Once a Ski Bunny, that'll be in Chapter 2 and part of Chapter 3.
Well, those things that I can remember, I may have to rely on other folks to fill in the blanks.
That's right. So you've been doing this 30-plus years, right?
Yeah.
So you know your stuff.
Yeah.
But you were in education for a while, but then you were a ski bum, weren't you?
Yeah, I just dropped out of the scene for a while. That was kind of the in thing to do in the late
70s. Did you tune in and turn on?
Kind of.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Again, looking forward to the book, which will come out, and we believe it'll be in publication and audiobook form, read by you. So, and with a foreword by me.
Yeah, so, that would be good.
Anyway, our number is 855-616-1620, the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I'm really excited because I think you are a great travel companion. You are a very straight shooter. Many times people will come up and they'll go, "What's Rose Gray like?" And I said, "She's exactly like she is on the radio. She's happy for people who travel. She is excited for them to see things. She wants them to do it correctly and will offer her opinion, but she's very gracious." Isn't that good?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and I like to tell people that this is not just one big commercial for Fox World Travel. It's not an hour-long commercial. It isn't. I'm sort of like the Shell Answer Man, for those of you who even remember the old Shell Answer Man. That was a commercial that was on TV, and you could ask them questions, and then the Shell Answer Man would answer them with regard to cars and gasoline, I think, or whatever.
They'd usually turn it to that, yes.
Yes, but in any event, I just am an ambassador for all things travel. I want people who want to be able to travel. And that is my mission in life. And that is actually what Fox World Travel's mission is as well, to give you the type of travel experience that you're looking for. And there's a million different ways to see a million different places. So we always tell people, you don't know what you don't know. So you might be randomly choosing something that you saw on a website and have not done your due diligence. I was listening to the previous hour on my drive in, and Eric Brown was talking about, if you don't do your due diligence, you're going to suffer the consequences. So let us help you do the due diligence.
Cool. Want to do some due diligence in Econowalk?
Sure.
All right, let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Morning.
Hey, man.
So we're heading to Alaska in late August, and I want to ask Rose, what are the must-do excursions when you go to Alaska? And this is, we're adventurous. And let's say cost is no object.
Okay. So are you doing land and a cruise or just a cruise?
Just a cruise.
Okay. So there's two things you should do. One is look at your cruise lines page for excursions. They're very good. They know what they're doing. May I ask what cruise line you're going to be sailing with?
Celebrity.
Okay, so you look at Celebrity's website, and port by port, they will give you some good suggestions. And very much, if cost is no object, I'm telling you right now, helihiking is something you will never forget as long as you live, and there may be a couple of different ports of call on your itinerary that will offer helihiking. They're going to take you up to a glacier, you're going to get out of the helicopter, and you're going to hike on a glacier. probably one of the biggest excursions of your life, probably something you'll never forget. But what I also want to remind you is that we have a very good relationship with our good friends at Shore Trips. Shore Trips is a globally recognized company that happens to be right here in good old Milwaukee. And they have done their own research and they have vetted their vendors, and they usually come up with some pretty unusual excursions that the cruise lines are not offering. Now, sometimes you will hear travel consultants say, never book without going through the cruise line. It's not safe. Because if you go off on some excursion and their equipment has a malfunction or their vehicle has a flat tire and they don't get you back to the ship on time, that's a problem. Whereas if that happens with an excursion company that the cruise line is working with, they're aware of it. Shore Trips has that same guarantee, and we feel very comfortable with that Shore Trips company. So do your due diligence. I guess that's going to be the word for the day, the two words for the day, and check them both out. But if I had to pick one, I would pick Hella Hiking.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
So money's no object. Are you really calling from Chiniqua?
Yes, but I don't live in Chiniqua.
Okay, see, I knew it.
No, right. But anything that you can do, I mean, float planes are amazing. There is a crab feast that you can go to that they fly you into an island, and then you go and do a crab feast.
You can do that at Red Lobster.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
So those are some of the big ones. But the Hella Hiking thing, I think, is something that you will never forget.
Cool. Thanks, Steve. Oh, did you have a second
one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had an issue with a shore excursion on our last cruise, and we were able to go to the excursion desk and issue our complaint and get a refund and everything. But how does that work with Shore Trips?
Same concept. If you take a look at their disclaimer on their website, honest to Pete, they really have an amazing situation there as well. And if something happens, they will refund your money. I have seen it happen. The very few times I've helped an agent in Greenfield and Brookfield with a refund, it was no problem. They admitted fault. The vendor was at fault, and Shore Trips refunded the money.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
We trust them, and you should too.
Cool. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Chris in Tosa has a question about Australia, and we'll take that next on the Fox World Travel Show. Our number is 855-616-1620. That's the new one. 855-616-1620. Back in a mortgage talk and text line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray Road Report says slight enough precipitation, you got to be careful. How about that? Is that good?
It's very unusual. My car temperature said 30, and there was precipitation coming down, but it kind of appeared to be rain. So can it rain at 30, I guess?
Would you like the official forecast?
Yes, please.
Flurries early, then partly cloudy, breezy, and 35. Cloudy tonight, down to 26. Tomorrow, the interesting day. Football watching weather, I say. Slight chance for isolated rain and snow showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, windy, up to 40 miles an hour with a high of 42. Monday, sunny, windy, 40. Tuesday, chance for scattered snow showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and 32. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant and 27. Right now, it's at 29. We're having computer issues, and we really shouldn't share that with the children, but we are. Mom and I are working together on it.
Yeah. So Rose is dashing between various monitors. Yeah. And screens,
yes,
and microphones.
Right. It took us a little bit. Hey, Chris, thank you for waiting. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about the fires in Australia. I'm really calling for my daughter, but she lives in Alaska, and she'd have to get up at 6 o'clock, so this is what mom is doing.
Thank you.
She has a trip planned for February, and the fires in Australia look crazy bad. I mean, they look bad. So she's starting out in Sydney, going to a place called Uluru. Now, I haven't heard of that.
Yep.
And a possible trip into Tasmania. Now, February is a ways off, and, of course, the fires could be, lessened. Let's hope they are by that time. But what is this going to do for her trip? She was going to spend a couple of days in Sydney. How will things do you have a guess as to how things would be possibly?
Well, at this point in time, from the reports that we're seeing, there's haziness and there are some brush fires in the Bondi Beach area and a couple of areas around that. But, if she's going to do things like go to the Sydney Opera House and go on a Sydney City tour and those kinds of things, I don't know that she's going to be totally impacted. And from what I'm seeing, they're not in Tasmania.
Okay.
So she's okay there.
What about Uluru? Is that a place?
Yeah, it is a place, and I know where it is, actually. And the fire, there are fires there. I mean, there's no two ways about it. If you take a look at the brush fire map, and you can Google that by asking for a brush fire map of Australia, they will show you where the hot spots are. Something to kind of keep in mind, Australia is as big as the United States. So it really depends on, the mileage between the various places that she's going to be going. And actually, I do see a red dot on Tasmania as well. So there must be some going on there as well. Now, is she just doing this completely independently, or does she have...
Okay. Independently.
So that's kind of a good thing, because she can adjust her itinerary then. If she has to. But there definitely are going to be reports as these fires are put out and things are settling back down, where they're going to tell you what a particular region is experiencing, and then she can make a decision as to whether or not it pays to go there or not.
Yeah, I'm sure that they have hotels booked already, so that could be a small problem. And she's a kid, so she's going to want to hang at the beach. And they were going to spend a couple days in Sydney and go to the beach. And so that, and also the aftermath of this, is this, a burned out area, that's her big concern, because this is a big trip and, costing a lot of money. And is it going to be so burned out that actually she's a hiker, stuff like that? You wonder how things are going to fare once the fires are down.
Well, and again, I think that's what she's going to have to do is take... The other thing I guess we should find out is, does she have travel insurance, and could she cancel if she wanted to?
They have travel insurance. So I'll ask her that when I call.
Right,
because her back.
If there has been a natural disaster that is going to actually impact your trip, very often... I can't speak to every travel insurance company, but very often that travel insurance is going to cover that as well.
Okay, we'll be back with questions about Brewer Spring training. Let's see, Egypt and Jordan and Jamaica. That's on the way on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:26 at WTMJ. Let's get right to it. That's Robin in Wisconsin. She or he? Robin, I'm sorry. I don't know what you are.
She.
She. Hey, Robin. Sorry.
Good morning. Hi. Yeah, we're traveling to Arizona for spring training this year, and I guess I'm asking Rose what hotels or cities is she familiar with and you should stay in? And also, can you buy tickets that day, or must you get them all in advance?
Yeah, so the actual stadium is in Maryvale, and I would not recommend that you stay in Maryvale, because it's not a very nice area. Right around that area, the best suburb is probably Glendale. That's where we stay almost every time we go. We look for HomeAway and VRBOs and various One Fine Stay if we're paying a little bit more money or need a little bit bigger house. But we can also look at hotels as well in that area. So that's where we typically stay. But certainly Scottsdale works well too. Now, we used to stay in Tempe many, many years ago when they played at Chandler, but that area has kind of, it's a little sketchy now, so I probably wouldn't recommend that one. Scottsdale, and then if you do stay in Mesa, you're pretty far west. We do have some customers that say they want to stay there because that's where the Cubs play. And then they can go see the Cubs, and then they can drive to the Brewers. But the handiest place to be is Glendale, with second being Scottsdale. Then with regard to the ticket purchases, if it's a big game, that's usually the Cubs and the Dodgers. You'd look at the Cactus League and see who they're playing. It's very much in your best interest to get tickets in advance. If it's somebody else, you usually can walk up and buy tickets, and you can get them for as little as $8 on the lawn and as much as $40 if you want to be behind the dugout on secondary markets.
Okay, let's go to Mark in Fond du Lac. Hey, Mark.
Hi. Question about Jamaica. We're going to be going in a couple of weeks, and our cell phone carrier does not have coverage down there. What can we use for a cell phone in Jamaica?
Well, does your property have free Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Okay. So you have to kind of weigh out what you want to do here, because when you have free Wi-Fi, you can use things like FaceTime to communicate with everybody else. The free Wi-Fi, you can use your chat functionality on your Facebook. You can use various other things because you have access to the Wi-Fi. On the other hand, you can go to mobile, MOBAL.com, and you can purchase a phone. Typically, it's $99 to $129, and then you put a SIM card in it, and you actually buy the minute. You pay for it as you go. So, quite frankly, Jamaica with a included Wi-Fi may give you all the communication that you need. But if you have a situation where somebody needs to be able to instantly get a hold of you when you're off property or something of that nature, then you may want to explore the international phone option.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, and have a great trip. That's going to be fun. Ooh, Jamaica in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to get cold. You know it's going to get cold. We're in the beginning of wave season, and I should tell people, this is what happens at Fox. The day after New Year's Day, they just get slammed. They do. And nobody ever wants to hear that, right? We're very sorry that it's taking a little longer to get you.
There's no business that doesn't want too much business.
Right.
So that's just fine. And if you're going to go with a trusted travel professional, Fox World Travel. I don't say that enough, but hopefully you have picked that up by listening to Rose over the years.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 in WTMJ, 30 degrees. Here we go. Second half of the Fox World Travel Show for Saturday, January 4th. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here. Fox World Travel, the website, Fox World Travel. I guess I should have looked first. Foxworld.com.
You have that memorized.
Nothing. It's all gone. It's just all gone. Let's go to Mark in Greendale. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks for waiting. What's up?
My question is, we are in a group of people traveling to Egypt and Jordan next week with a Viking river cruise, and we're concerned about our safety. The State Department has them listed as a level 2 exercise increased caution. I'm wondering if Rose has any thoughts around whether or not we should cancel or just go.
Well, here's the thing. So as you heard, probably we're having some internet issues here. So I was dashing between various computers. I saw the Egypt State Department, but is Jordan at a level 2 as well?
Yes.
Okay. So that hasn't changed. Did you see the date on those that they issued the level 2?
I did yesterday. I can check it real quick.
It's not recent.
That they haven't upgraded them yet.
Yeah, they're typically at level 2. So nothing has happened. In other words, our fine government has not deemed that they need to increase that level at this point in time. So that the only thing I can tell you is you have to have faith in that particular arm of our government. If you don't, and I can see why you may not, and you feel uncomfortable with it, you certainly need to go only if you're comfortable. But here's my question. Does your travel insurance allow for cancel for any reason?
I believe it does.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, Rose, is that we've enrolled in the Secure Travel Enrollment Program.
Okay, perfect.
And
perfect.
Haven't gotten any messages or alerts from them as yet.
Okay, and let me tell you what, they are on top of it. As you all the listeners know, and I've been preaching this for the many years I've been on this program, when you enroll in that program, you will be updated. I sometimes get updated that really I don't feel like I need to get, but I get them while I'm prior to my travel and during my travel. So if you've not heard anything from STEP, they're not worried about it either. So that you did the right thing, but now we have to talk about your comfort level. I mean, we're talking about logistics here. We're talking about the hard and fast documented information on the travel.state.gov website, but then you also have to examine how you personally feel about this whole thing.
Right.
And then also,
we've also contacted the Viking, and we're waiting for more information from them.
Right. Because what I would do too, though, I would take a very close look at my travel insurance policy, because typically it's covered reasons. It's not cancel for any reason. And if a State Department warning is not issued for your particular destination, you may not be eligible to get your money back. So I would check on that as well.
I'm surprised you haven't raised it.
I don't know. We'll have to see. I would
maybe
be
they have
monitoring
the same computer
that.
Network we have.
Yeah. Okay. I would be monitoring that nonstop, Mark.
Got it. Good luck with that one, Mark. In fact, let us know, okay? Kind of interesting how that plays out. It's 9:40. We're going to take a break. Stand by. There's more. 855-616-1620. That's our number. That's the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Going to get to some text questions here in a bit. But if you got a call for us, give us a buzz, because we're going to take the live calls first on WTMJ and the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:43 at WTMJ, 30 degrees. High today is going to be 35, partly cloudy, breezy. Cloudy tonight down to 26. Tomorrow, interesting, like super windy. That's not officially in the forecast, but it's going to be super windy. Slight chance for isolated rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy, windy, it does say that, with a high of 42 and could hit 40 miles an hour with the wind.
Okay, super. So is that categorized like 30 miles an hour and above is super windy?
Well, I've been reading about millennials, and apparently that's a phrase that they all use. Oh. Everything is super. So I'm going to use my super pen that I'm using, and give us a call on our super accurate mortgage talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Let's talk to Bernie in Chicago. Bernie, it's super good to hear from you.
Hey, go Pack, go.
Yeah, there you go.
Go Packers. We love them in Chicago.
There you go.
Because we don't have a team. We don't have a team down here. Anyway.
I'm so glad you said that.
Rose, I got to ask you about Galveston, Texas, early March, and what you think of it.
That's definitely a, if I was going to be a snowbird, it would either be in Texas, in Florida, or in Arizona, and I probably will just do all, three different years. I'll do three different destinations, and Texas would be on the list, and Galveston would too.
Do you know much about that area on the? It's on the Gulf of Mexico, of course, but we were going to enjoy the beach there, but there is that a warning about sharks there. I wouldn't think so in.
Yeah, I did see that, as a matter of fact. But the thing is that then when they have a shark warning, they usually do have the flags out, and then they caution you not to go in. I don't know. Do you go in the ocean swimming?
Yeah. There was a man attacked off Bolivar Island there.
I saw that.
And
It wouldn't prevent me from going. It just might prevent me from going into the water.
I can still hear your sea winds blowing. I can see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. You remember?
Yeah. Galveston.
All right. Let's go to Bayside. Hey, Tanner. Good morning.
Tanner. Hi.
Hey, Tanner.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a question about Viator excursions. We're going to be going on a cruise.
Yep.
And I'm looking at some options other than what the cruise line offers, and I wanted Rosa's opinion on the company's reputability.
Yeah, we actually have a partnership with them, so we do use them. Did you look at shore trips to see if they offered the same thing?
You know, it seems like they offer almost identical packages, except that the cost is about one half.
Okay, so what you want to do is this. You just want to make sure that you read what their guarantee is with regard to getting you back to the ship. They just like a airline, they have to give you percentages and probably give you their past history. And I would take a look at that. But we have a partnership with Viator. We absolutely do sell Viator at Fox World Travel.
Well, thanks, Rose.
Yep, you're cool. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanner. Appreciate it. It's 9:47. Let's get to some text questions. Let's see. Need info on Travel Guard. And Travel Guard is the insurance company that you guys work with quite a bit. They're based in Stevens Point. Is that correct?
That's correct. Right.
Okay, I added that in. All right. Have 24 pages, read them. Do I get a card after purchase? I pay first, then reimburse from Travel Guard if needed. Could you please explain?
Yes. So exactly what happens is this. You look on the website. You ask for a quote. You read through as he's the text texter says you do get, it's 24 pages. You have to read it thoroughly. They're really weird exemptions. And also, some of the countries that you might be visiting have some exemptions. And pregnancy is not in, there's just a lot of things. So you got to read the 24 pages. You agree, yep, I do want to buy this. Bam, you hit the purchase. You get a printout of the, a synopsis of your coverage. So you don't have to have the 24 pages. And you also get some little cards that you're going to print them out on regular old copy paper, so it's going to be a paper, but they're going to give you several different versions of that card, and then you can cut them up and put one in your passport holder, and you can actually put one in your luggage a tag and things like that.
Okay. Another quick one. PGA is at the Maui Classic this weekend on the Golf Channel. Do you recommend?
Oh, highly.
Yeah.
My husband's bucket list. The first, nice. We have to go to the Masters. That's his number one bucket list.
Well.
And then we're going to that. Yeah.
Good man.
I know.
All right. Got a couple more, and we'll get to those after the break. And we can squeeze you in, too, if you give us a buzz. Hacking a Mortgage Talk and text line at 855-616-1620.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yes, you are. Website foxworldtravel.com. When you go there, you'll see business travel. You'll see vacations. Fox World Travel does both. If you look for a business travel partner, consider that. Also vacations, because that's what we are talking about with Rose Gray at 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's head to Shannon in Waukesha. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Shannon.
How are you?
Good. So you're
good
going
morning,
to
how are you?
Good. So you're going to beaches.
I think she's listening off the radio. Oh. Okay. Okay. There you go.
Oh, quick. Wait.
Okay. Oh, she's back.
Okay. You with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So which beaches are you going to?
We're going to Otto Rios.
Okay. And your question is, do you have reciprocity with the sandals?
Correct.
Okay.
I understood. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I understood we could go over there. I don't know how far it is. Just adults. But is there something different to do there? Is it more restaurants? I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's owned by the same company. We should tell the listeners that Sandals and Beaches are two companies that are all inclusive companies. The Sandals are adults only, and the Beaches are family friendly. Now, I do not know about reciprocity in Ocho Rios, and if it was, it's a distance for sure. And I believe if they do have reciprocity, the transportation between the two is on your terms, but I'm not sure about that. But yes, they will have different restaurants, and it's a whole different vibe. It's very, very much catering to adults. It's very, there will be adult games going on the beach, and there will be newlywed games and honeymoon type atmosphere and that kind of a thing. It really does cater to adults and romance.
What do you mean by honeymoon atmosphere?
I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Text question. I'm doing France and the battlefields with John Bromage. Want to go to the south of France first, then a few extra days in Paris before meeting the group. Does that sound doable, logical, and can it be done at a reasonable price? two-thirds, maybe?
The reasonable price I don't have an answer for, because the south of France is very expensive. So if you're doing Nice and Marseille, that region, that's a little bit more expensive. I don't, you know, what do you want to do there? Where do you want to stay? Yes, it's absolutely doable, and we can certainly help you get rail transportation to meet up with the group, etc. Something else I should let all of the listeners know. It is very likely that in February sometime, the Bromages will be coming to Wisconsin. Now, we are quite certain Gigi will be coming. We're not really certain that John will be coming. So you do want to stay tuned, because we will be doing an insight show in the Valley or the Green Bay area. And we most definitely will be doing an insight show in Milwaukee. And we will most definitely have one and hopefully both of the Bromages.
That is a travel power couple. And
yes.
Pretty cool people. Yes. Another text question. Hey, Rose, I applied for global entry over the holidays and now CBP is not giving interviews in Milwaukee. Don't feel like driving to Chicago. Any info on this?
Oh,
what is CBP?
It's the Border Patrol.
Oh,
that they're not taking interviews for some reason. So I guess they're probably just too busy. Maybe they don't have the staff to do it. So yeah, I don't know if you can renege on it though. That's the whole thing. Mm. So I guess I would have to find that out.
Okay, we're interested in experiencing the Canadian Rockies by train. There are so many options. Any advice?
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to do it, and probably Via Rail is going to be the least expensive, and Canadian Rail is going to be probably the most expensive.
Okay.
And you get what you pay for when you're doing rail trips in Canada.
Okay, our last call of the hour is Julia in Oconomowoc. Hey, Julia.
Hey.
Surprise, you're on the air.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Julia.
I'm the freaky person you met 2 or 3 years ago on the airplane to Mexico, and I was so excited to meet you.
Oh.
And I have not been able to take a vacation south until this year, and you had mentioned you were leading a tour in Cancun and you had a favorite place to stay, and I am actually on my way to Fox World Travel at Brookfield Square. And I was wondering, because I forgot what that recommendation was.
Well, it would be El Dorado Royale.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yes.
So the
group that you're referring to is when Spano and Faiza and Rose Gray went to El Dorado.
Oh, was okay. That the Leave Danny Behind trip? Okay, I remember that.
Yes.
Oh, sorry to bring up a painful pain point there. That's what I wanted to know, because I am en route, and I turned on the radio. I'm like, oh, I should ask Rose what that place was.
That's the place, El Dorado Royale. It's still my favorite.
Okay, I am happy to hear that.
Well, and
thank
I'm happy
so
that
much.
You get to travel. Yay!
And Julia, you still sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do. I wish it had been a little less time since I went to Mexico, but you know, sometimes life gets in its way.
Cool. That happens. Julia, thank you for the call. Rose, anything we need to know before
we
land?
Yes, I got to text my cohort text me and said, you can go between beaches and sandals, and they do offer transfers. Just beware of the fact that you are going from a family-friendly resort to an adult-only resort.
To Bada Boom Land.
Bada Boom Land.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you, cohort. We appreciate that. Rose, are you here next week?
I'm here next week.
Nice. Have a great one, everybody. Website, foxworldtravel.com. Believe it. Go with a professional.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.